So it's really exciting and inspiring to be here in Colorado, where people are leading the way on so many important things, on a move to begin to create a universal healthcare system, on a system that allows individual towns and cities to protect their water supply and their air, and to put controls on this dangerous technology of fracking, where Colorado has also led the charge on the legalization of marijuana, which is, in my view, a dangerous substance because it's illegal in other parts of the country. That is its greatest danger, certainly far less dangerous than alcohol and tobacco. So it's very exciting to see just the outpouring of grassroots support and engagement here, in the same way that Colorado was leading the charge on the Bernie Sanders campaign. That momentum for democracy, for justice, and for sustainability is still going strong, and it's been really exciting to begin solidifying this bond between that movement here in Colorado and our campaign. In this race, we are looking at unprecedented levels of dislike and distrust for the major candidates. And I think there's a very strong feeling that our debates actually need to serve the American public and to educate the American voter, who not only has a right to vote, but who has a right to know who they can vote for. So we look forward to building on the incredible level of excitement and interest in our campaign by expanding public information and empowerment by opening up the debates. So I'll stop there and open it up for questions.
You mentioned supporting Colorado Cares Universal Healthcare State Ballot Initiative. Colorado Independent reports, though, that you're not necessarily throwing your support behind that because your supporters are split. Can you clarify your position?
Yes, and we expect to have a formal statement out later today. So the party itself has not taken a position. Usually a national campaign takes its cues from the state party. So there needs to be a little bit more discussion about this. But in principle, I think what Colorado's doing in grappling with the system now to move towards a universal healthcare system is very important. There are limits to what a state can do, and that's why my focus in particular is about our responsibility at the national level to make this possible by creating an improved Medicare for All system at the national level. It's really at a state of emergency. I think the people in Colorado are feeling that.
So you think it should be national focus as opposed to state by state?
Well, I applaud the efforts at the state level to go as far as they can, but they cannot truly create a single-payer system because they're not allowed to do so at the federal level. And if you don't have a single-payer system, it's much harder to achieve the cost efficiencies and the streamlining of the tracking system for payments. And that's the real benefit of a single-payer system. That's why it's really essential that we move to a single-payer system nationally. That's why Obamacare is not going to do it for us, and why we've seen costs skyrocket. We've seen insurers congregate further and merge, creating even greater monopolies, and we're watching the prices skyrocket. We saw the other day where the cost of the EpiPen has gone up some 400 or 500%. It costs $500 now for a medication that actually costs $1 if you look at the constituents of this medication. So one of the things that Colorado Care would do would begin to enable negotiations around drug prices. So in areas like that, Colorado Care would make very important steps forward.